All right, so here's this tweet that went out yesterday, and I'm kind of curious what you think about it. There's this woman named Mercedes Johnson, and she's a recruiter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She tweeted this: I just offered a candidate $85,000 for a job that had a budget of $130,000. I offered her that because that's what she asked for, and I personally don't have the bandwidth to give lessons on salary negotiation. Here's the lesson. Always ask for the salary you want / deserve, no matter how large you think it might be. You never know how much money a company has to work with.
I don't believe that at all, because you could talk your way out of a job very easily by saying, I want this much money.
So if the person who ended up getting the job for $85,000 came and said, I want $150,000.
Right. Then they would say, have a nice day, because that's out of our budget.
But the budget's $130,000, so would they come back to her and say,
no, because you
how about $130,000?
You said I want $150,000. So they already know what the top level is. Sorry, we can't find another $20,000. So you can easily talk your way out of that job.
No, but wait a second. If I start with $150,000, isn't that negotiable?
It depends. There's some companies, no. I mean, if I walked into a big company and said, I got to have $150,000, they would say, this job doesn't offer that. Sorry. And they would go to the next person. I think that the lady's a douche for not giving her the whole money that was in that for that job. Even if the lady said 85, she goes, well, you know what? It's your lucky day because this job offers $130,000. So just because that HR director saved $40,000 a year, she's not getting a raise.
Right. That's true.
You could have just made an employee very happy and a great employee stay with you forever because you gave them $40,000 more than they were expecting.
Exactly. And that tweet went viral, but not in a good way. People were really angry at this woman. She got more hate than anything else. She got tweets that said stuff like, meanwhile, she, quote, had the bandwidth to get on Twitter to type this instead of saying, our budget allows $130,000. Will that work for you? Somebody else said, honestly, don't understand how evil we can be on social media until I start seeing the stuff people post. No heart. Just no heart to help. Want to get a like or a repost. If you care, you would have told the girl without embarrassing her and yourself on Twitter. And somebody else said you could have easily paid her what she deserved and posted the last part of the message if you actually want to teach people. But clearly you're a hater because there's no reason to mess with somebody's salary for not having the knowledge. And then because it went viral, a lot of people were like, well, I see your job is about to be available.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that's why you have turnover in that position, because you're paying somebody that should be getting $130,000, $80,000, and they're going to leave as soon as they find a job making more money.
Which they will find, because if this company, if the budget's $130,000, you know, there's somebody, I mean, when I look at those types of jobs, they usually advertise what the salary is.
It depends on where you go. If you find a job through LinkedIn, they will tell you how much, but like Indeed, they won't. So when they sit me down and go, how much money do you want to make? I, like at Fox, I said, I want $1 million a year. Well, this job doesn't pay that. Okay, well, let's figure out a salary then.
Yeah, don't ask me how much money I want. I want a million.
I want $1 million. What am I worth? I'm worth $1 million, and I'll show you. But if you ain't got that much money to give me, then what do you got?
Right.
That's how I handled it.
You know what's so funny is one of the jobs I had in radio, one of the other radio stations, after I'd been there a while, one of the guys said to me, because it was a girl that used to have my job a long time ago, and they were always saying like how much they loved her. And I said, well, then, you know, I'm happy to be here and it's an awesome job, but how come you guys didn't go back and ask her? They said, oh, because she wanted $1 million a year for that job. I was like, ha, 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 ha. No, seriously. She told us she'll come back if we pay her $1 million a year. I'm like, but this is radio.
You don't make $1 million a year as a station. You don't
Does she know this is radio?
And I hate to tell you, some stations make $1 million a month. So should you go in and ask for $1 million? Why not? Let them talk you down. But I'm always going to start super duper high.
The guy whose name was on the show was not making a million. She was just going to be the like the news person.
Right.
Not paying her a million. Sorry. Doesn't work like that.
90% of the radio jobs I've gotten, I've never taken the first offer.
Right.
So, and I'm always willing to say, go screw yourself.
Yeah.
So if they come back and say this much, I went, no. Okay, we'll call you back. All right. They call me back. How about this? No. I won't take it. Okay. Call you right back. That's how it works.
So you know what sucks about radio is that we don't know what the wage gap is between men and women. You know, everybody, we know that women make 70 cents on the dollar in general for what men make. But I don't know if it's the same in radio. Are women making just as much, a lot less? You know, this we hear about like the big famous names and the contracts they sign. But other than them, like just some schmuck at some radio station who's doing the same job I'm doing, is he getting paid more?
All the shows, the people that I paid when I was a PD, if the show was blank and blank show, blank and blank got paid the same exact money.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, there wasn't a disparity between those two.
Yeah, but did blank and blank make the same amount of money as the people they replaced?
No, I think blank and blank made more money because they came into that station and said, this is what we want.
Right, I see.
So
okay.
Even blank and blank got paid bonuses the same, salary the same. When they did a live spot, they split it down the middle. So if I was going to give them a raise, it had to be for both.
Right, okay, I see.
And I don't even know if they knew it, that they made the same.
Oh, you don't think they ever discussed what each one was making?
I don't
probably
think
not,
so.
Right? They had different agents, yeah.
I think the morning they and they probably did, but the afternoon they had no idea.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, how would they know?
Yeah.